There are some people in music that you can say one name, usually a first name, and you know exactly who we're talking about. That's the case with my guest today, but it's not just the name, it's the music and the message in her heart that shines. Babbi Mason's on the show next.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome to part two with my friend, one of my favorites, Babbi Mason, who's here again this week as we shine the spotlight on her music. The history of her impact in gospel music, in Christian music, writing, singing, mentoring, it is incredible. And that signature sound she puts on the songs, like this from the Gaither Homecoming series and this classic.
I'm thinking of friends whom I used to.
Babbi Mason, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. I'm enjoying the conversation here with Babbi. This could be one of the toughest questions I ask,
then again, maybe not. Maybe this is an easy one. But it could. It has the potential for being a really tough question. And that is, if you were approached today, say, by Starbucks, and Starbucks came to you and said, Babby, we want to feature Christian music. We want to feature specifically you and any song out of your repertoire that you want to put out here on those little cards for the free iTunes download of the week to go all over America, all around the world. This is going to be the free download of the week for Starbucks and iTunes. What song would you wrestle with and you would say, okay, this is the message the world needs to hear right now at this moment?
Oh, wow. That is somewhat of a difficult question, but there is a song that comes to my mind, Daniel. As I told you, I'm more purposeful today, I think, than I ever have been.
Mm-hmm.
I am writing books and Bible studies, and I'm in the process right now, at this very moment, well, not at this very moment I'm talking to you, but when I hang up, I will go upstairs in my studio and complete the work on project number 25.
Wow.
And there is a song on this upcoming record, I still call them records, projects, recordings, that is a song called Love Like That. And I want the listeners to be looking for it. It'll be out in the fall of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to find it on iTunes and anywhere you can great music is sold.
Sure.
And it is a song called Love Like That. And it is a beautiful song. It is one of the most powerful songs I've ever written or recorded.
Wow.
And if it, who knows, it could end up, songs end up, they it's kind of like seed. You know, you scatter seed to the wind, and it just goes wherever it wills. And a song is like that.
Mm.
And who knows where this song could end up, because it's one of those songs where the message is definitely a biblical message. And the lyric is one of those lyrics that could touch the heart, literally, of every man. So be listening for that song called Love Like That.
The one who formed the stars and galaxies lives inside the heart of me. Isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like God? The one who speaks to the waves and stormy seas quiets every storm in me. Isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like God? From heaven to a manger stall, a baby came to save us all, to conquer sin upon a cross. Isn't that just like God? Oh, isn't that just like God? That see a sparrow fall, sees my need before I call. Isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like God? When I question if he even cares, he answers my unspoken prayer. Isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like God? The hands that hold sin that my own soul creates, isn't that just like God? Oh, yes, it is just like God.
No one compares.
No, no, no. He's sitting up high, but he's living down low. He's everywhere, but then he's here in my heart, and he wants me to know. Has made my life so beautiful. Oh, yes, he has. Oh, isn't that just like God? Oh, yes, it is. I believe it is. The way he uses ordinary things to show his might and majesty. Isn't that just like God? Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. His love is such a mystery, but with the faith of a tiny mustard seed, he gives me power to believe. Isn't that just like God? Oh, yes, it is.
just like God. Isn't that just like God?
Abby Mason is with us here on Daniel Britt and Friends. And with your work now, your influence in music, go back to, again, back to the 80s, Estes Park, and think through from there until today. You have approached Christian music, I think, in a little bit of a unique way. And that is, I never see you pigeonholed or put in a box stylistically. Whether it's inspirational, black gospel, southern gospel, just church music or contemporary. I mean, you kind of have spanned really those categories. How do you respond to that? And maybe how did some of those things come to be? In other words, like most people listening right now really love the Gaithers and really love Southern gospel, and you're a part of this family, but yet you're still as much a part probably of the black gospel community and the contemporary community and the inspirational community as you are Southern gospel too.
You know what? I think it has to do with a lot has to do with the way I'm hardwired.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things I just can't explain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way that God has hooked me up. And another part of it, though, are the major musical influences that I've been exposed to. I grew up, as I told you, in a black Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was the pastor. And so I grew up, you know, at the piano, playing gospel music almost 24/7 for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then came up in the era of contemporary or inspirational. I came into the industry, you know, during the inspirational era.
Right.
/ contemporary. And, you know, so the music on Christian radio, the music that we were singing in church, you know, some of those influences like Andre Crouch and Danny Bell Hall,
mm-hmm.
and Honey Tree and Maranatha music,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, all of that music that came about in the 80s just got a hold of my heart. I began to sing it and write it, and then started writing songs for other artists. It just kind of came up that way. I'll tell you another great influence is my oldest brother, who is like, you know, he is the typical big brother. I idolize him. He's almost 15 years my senior,
uh-huh.
and he exposed me. He has a great jazz collection. And when I was a kid, you know, he's 15 years older than I am. So when I was a kid, he was in college,
mm-hmm.
and we would go. My sister and I would go and spend, you know, weekends with him at his apartment in Toledo. Or in Detroit, where he used to live. And he had this huge jazz collection. And, you know, here's the music of Nat King Cole and Lou Rawls and Nina Simone and Nancy Wilson and all these great jazz singers, and even, you know, the Rat Pack, Sinatra.
Yeah, yeah,
and it just caught my ear, and I loved the chords, and I loved the way the voice moved across those chords, and I loved the fact that it wasn't really about the singer, but it was more about the song. It was more about delivering this message. And, you know, that has influenced me as well. I recorded an album a few years ago called Timeless, which is probably one of the most beautiful projects I've ever recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a project that is all jazz.
Wow.
And it feels like a little bit like Unforgettable, like Natalie and Nat's Unforgettable.
Right.
Gorgeous arrangement. I'm still doing that, as a matter of fact. The project that I'm working on right now has a tune on it called All You Need, which is, again, a throwback to that era, to the classic jazz era of the 40s. And it's a beautiful selection called All You Need. So I think it's a combination of two things. It's the way the Lord has hardwired me, the genes and the DNA, the musical DNA that he put inside me, And then my love for, you know, gospel music and contemporary music and inspirational music. And then I was just up in Nashville just a couple of weeks ago recording another Bill Gaither homecoming event.
Right.
With the ladies of homecoming. This one is all the ladies, and it's beautiful. So I just thank the Lord for, you know, being able to walk across denominational lines, because I sing in churches that might be predominantly African-American one weekend, and then the next weekend I'll be in a white Baptist church. I think I'm just a gift to the body. You know, I want to be a bodybuilder. I want to strengthen the saints and encourage the saints, and, you know, this is practice.
Yeah.
This is stage practice for heaven.
Yeah, I remember being in Macon, Georgia with you and Buddy Green, and I think...
Oh, I remember that concert,
Alex,
at Mabel White Baptist Church.
Yeah, Alex, and I think it was like a Big Brothers, Big Sisters kind of a thing. And that was just a wonderful night. I remember I took my family, we all packed in a car, and we went to Macon, and we enjoyed this great night. And again, it was like, you know, Buddy brings his own style, which is sometimes a bluegrass, you know, country thing, and then you've got your deal, and it was... But it worked. It really worked. So with all this, like, how did you meet the Gaithers? And then being in Atlanta, did you work with the Neelands or people like Buddy and just cross paths just naturally?
Yes. Well, you know, I think that if I were to write a book about my life, it would be called One Thing Leads to Another.
Yeah, really.
Because it really how it happens. Bill Gaither used to do an event in Atlanta, you probably remember it, called Jubilate.
Oh, yeah, right. New Year's.
And it was a big New Year's Eve concert downtown at one of the arenas.
Yeah.
It would gather, you know, 15, 20,000 people would gather on New Year's Eve and pack the arena.
Yeah.
And Bill Gaither asked me to sing one song. I think it was actually, I wrote a song called Jubilate.
Oh, yeah.
And sang it at the Jubilate concert. And then he would call me again to come and sing it the next Jubilate, and then at his Family Fest events up in the Smoky Mountains, and then the Gaither Family Fest in Indianapolis. And,
right, praise gathering, yeah.
Yeah, and then I would just become a part of the homecoming family.
Yeah.
And then living here in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, after I wrote the song All Rise, I showed it to Rex Neelan. I went over to his office in Smyrna, Georgia, sat down, and played the song for him. And that was really, you know, I started shopping my own tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And people began to record All Rise. And so that's how I met Rex Neelan and Kelly Neelan, his daughter.
Right.
And
right.
Kelly and I are, you know, good friends today because she's a part of the homecoming family.
Sure, yeah.
So it's just like it dovetails. You know, all of these things, I tell my kids, I have two beautiful sons, they're all grown and gone, but I tell them, you know, don't burn any bridges, because this industry, this ministry thing, it's like a revolving door. I mean, you're going in one side and somebody you know is coming out the other side.
Right.
And the next time, you'll be coming out and they'll be going in, and they'll be that same person.
Right.
You know, people that, you know, worked in the mail room could very well be the president of the company the next day. Yeah. And it happens all the time.
This is Daniel Britton Friends.
I could speak with the tongues of men and angels, but if I don't have a love, I'm just a clanging cymbal. I could have the faith to remove the mountains, but if I don't have love, then I have love. Love is patience.
Abby Mason is with us as we're listening to these great sounds and chronicling her journey. Let me ask this kind of hypothetical thing. If you had amnesia and you couldn't use a mirror, but we had to try to retrace your steps, try to figure out who you were and have you understand who you were, and we had the question that came up, okay, we don't know how old you are. We don't have a birth certificate for you, Babby, and you can't look into a mirror, but so how old would you guess you are based on how you feel? How old do you feel right now?
Oh, that is such a great question. I will write that question down.
Yeah, and that question can probably lead into your purpose, because you're very purposeful right now, you've said. So maybe that kind of goes together.
How old do I feel? I probably feel, I would say about 35.
Nice.
I feel about 35 because my bag stays packed. My assignments are very focused. My audience is, so I'm on the go, I'm in the fast lane. I think this is the best season of my life.
Yeah.
Because we're empty nesters, and my husband believes in what I do, and so there are no conflicts. That's a wonderful thing to say, that I have no conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
I am free to pursue my dreams, and it's really a wonderful season of life. So I really feel very free. So I'd say I feel like I'm in my mid-30s.
Good. Cool. And so and you credit that obviously to God, but maybe the purpose that he's put in your heart, and you believe that while you said one thing leads to another, and sometimes you don't plan those things, at the same time, you've got to have a vision. You've got to have clarity.
That's right. You have to have vision. But, you know, I think good things come to those who take risks. And sometimes it's kind of like stepping out sometimes on a tightrope. Sometimes it's like having a fall backwards, blindfolded kind of faith.
Mm.
Because you're not really, really sure where you're going to land. But after you've done that enough times and the Lord catches you, you realize that you can step out and take a little bit more of a risk, knowing that God has your back.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a quick story of how I know that to be true. When the Lord gives you these gifts and you become confident in these gifts, the Lord will give you an opportunity to use those gifts, and sometimes in the most unlikely places. I stepped into a little restaurant not far from here. My husband and I were hosting an event here at the house, and they wanted my husband to barbecue, and so I thought that I would lean on a local restaurant over here to just kind of help set up things,
mm-hmm.
thinking that I might have a part of this deal catered. And so I dashed into a little barbecue joint not far from home, right in the middle of the dinner hour. I was coming home from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was about 6:30, 6:45 p.m., and when I walked in, I started talking with the lady that owns the place. And while we were talking, a lady sitting at the counter looked up at me, and she said, "Aren't you Babby Mason?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I would be." She said, "You ought to sing a song for us right now." Right in the middle of the dinner hour. The little restaurant is packed wall to wall. And do you know, right there, I got the green light. I mean, without even so much as an apology or an introduction, I just blurted out.
Wow.
Like I was on stage. And I sang, to the best of my ability, a chorus of "How Great Thou Art" right in the middle of a dinner hour.
Wow.
And living here in Georgia, you know, I live in the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Yeah, yeah.
And the most beautiful thing happened. Men took off their caps. People put down their forks. They stopped their conversations. And a holy hush fell over this restaurant as I began to sing.
Wow.
And you could literally sense the presence of the Lord walk, just usher himself into that restaurant.
That's cool.
When I was finished, there was some, you know, light applause. A few people said amen. I heard some hallelujahs from the back of the restaurant. And I finished my conversation with the lady that owned the restaurant and turned to leave when the cook came out of the kitchen. And she said, "Abby, can I speak to you for a moment?" I said, "Certainly." She said, "You know, these last few months have been really rough for me. I've had too much month and not enough money.
Right.
I got kids I need to raise. I'm really having a rough go of it. I've been looking for the Lord. I don't even know if he knows I'm down here. I pray. My prayers bounce off the ceiling. I feel alone and desperate." Hmm. She said, "And then you would come in here and you would sing that song." Hmm. And that song touched a place in my heart that hasn't been touched in a very long time.
Wow.
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 I said to that dear lady, I said, "You know, what you're sensing right now is not just a feeling, but what you're sensing right now is the love of Jesus. Mm. And he wants you to know that you're not alone. He sent me in here for you. He sent me in here to tell you that God loves you, and you are not alone. You are his." I prayed with that young lady and left going across the parking lot, you know, thinking, it's not about me. It's not about my performance. But it's about how big is God? How big is God that he would, you know, what I would call a detour, take mm-hmm. me into a little restaurant on a weekday night,
mm-hmm.
speak to the proprietor, and end up ministering to the cook in the back and comforting her and some people in the restaurant. I mean, to me, that is real. That's real right there. That's real ministry. Yeah.
And that's high octane to keep you trucking. I mean, to keep you going. I mean, you think about the bag being packed. You know, sometimes that can be a hassle. And you think, well, you know, why am I doing this? Why am I giving up my weekends? Why am I on the road so much away from home? I just want to stay home and help Charles with the garden, you know? And it's like, I think this, for a singer, especially for an artist, for a songwriter, to see, as Gloria Gaither says, when you look into the whites of the eyes and you can see another soul that's being touched, that's what keeps you going.
And it happens to me all the time. But I think the reason why it's happening to me all the time, I think here's the huge difference, is I'm looking for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to anticipate. I'm trying to anticipate God's next move. And I think I've come to a place where I know His voice and I sense His prompting. And I don't get it all the time. Sometimes I miss it, but every once in a while, I get it. And when He sets me up for another God encounter with somebody, with a passerby, a fellow sojourner, somebody on the concourse in the, on Concourse B in the Atlanta airport.
Yeah, right.
It's life-changing. Those really are the life-changing moments that keep me doing this.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet, I know. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still. In all of life's ebb and flow. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus wept across the broken stream. Slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go, feasting on the riches of His grace, resting 'neath His sheltering wing. Looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. first to lead the way. I will be the one who will stand in the gap, who will watch and pray. I will be the one who will walk with his brother in unity, who will live by faith and integrity, who will say to the Lord, here am I, send me. I will be the one. I will be the one that God is looking for. I will never be ashamed. In the name of the Lord, I'll stand and proclaim, yes, I will be the one. Yes, I will be the one. Like a city on a hill who will shine the light, I will be the one. In a world of darkness, who will hold it high,
I will be the one.
Yes, who will pray for revival all over the land, who will seek God's forgiveness for all our sin,
who
will ask the Lord to touch with his mighty hand. I will be the one.
Mighty Lord,
I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Babbie Mason, her story is amazing. Her music, the message is there. It's pure gospel, and it's hope for today. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and I want to remind you again, her website is babbie.com, and you can find her music there. Upcoming project that's coming, the Inner Circle, the music mentoring and teaching sessions that happen there in, what would you say, West Georgia, right there near the Alabama line, west of Atlanta. And all that's available at babbie.com. Could we close with what I'm probably going to go out on a limb here and say maybe Christian music's best kept secret, and that is Charles Mason. I mean, your husband. Could we close and talk about Charles a little bit more and say, give you the opportunity to talk about his terms of endurement? Is that right? and is this a book that you have just wanted to write and dreamed about writing, or has this really come to fruition? Is this a real book now that's out?
Actually, it's not a book.
Okay.
I ended up doing a DVD, and it's kind of a roast.
Yeah,
of Charles,
okay.
And we call it, get this, wait for it, we call it Chuck Roast. and it's a night where we celebrate Charles.
Yeah.
And he has all these what we now call Masonisms, words that he kind of mixes up in his everyday vocabulary. Yeah. So we spent the whole night talking about, you know, his Masonisms, but also about how he is such a servant, how he has dedicated his life and his times to the ministry and serving me. He has encouraged me to write. We didn't talk a whole lot about this, but I got to drop this in. I just wrote a book for women called Embraced by God. You can see about this whole project online there at babbie.com. Uh-huh. But a beautiful book called Embraced by God, a women's Bible study that's a part of the companion group, as well as a CD. And I'll launch another program this fall called This I Know for Sure. Beautiful music, wonderful books, Bible studies for women. Go to babbie.com and check it out. And Charles is probably my biggest fan and my greatest encourager, the man who keeps me, helps to keep me focused and encouraged and laughing. And I couldn't and I wouldn't do it without him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm with him on some of those words. I mean well, but I've been known to call Argyle socks gargoyle socks, you know, and just stuff like that. It just comes out the wrong way. Maybe it's because we're from the South. I don't know. But
well, I'll give you a real quick example. Yeah. We're driving down the street one Saturday morning, and we pass this sign. And Charles, he's reading the sign, and he says, oh, it's the Seventh-day Advantage Church. or one day I said to him, Charles Mason, I love you. And he said, the feeling is neutral. One day we're out to lunch, and he ordered his salad. He says, I'll have a Caesar salad with Caucasian chicken and extra coupons. And he doesn't mean for it to come out like that, but they just do, kind of like Norm Crosby or Archie Bunker or, you know, some of those characters that... it's just their language style, and I just find it truly hilarious because I didn't hear any of this before we got married.
Right, right.
Which proves that love is blind, deaf, and dumb. And but it's just the way that he's hooked up, and it's turned out to be hilariously funny.
Oh, man.
And it's the subject of that DVD called Chuck Roast, so check it all out at babbie.com.
Wow, yeah, I got to get a copy of that. So if every Christian artist could have a Charles Mason in their camp, you'd say that'd be a pretty good successful recipe, right?
I would, because, you know, Charles is one of these guys that is extremely easygoing. He's kind of like a chameleon. You know, if you need him to cook, the boy can throw down in the kitchen. You know, if you need him to go out there and get some taters and tomatoes from the garden, he can do that. If you need him to pick up or set down or you need to bounce an idea off of him, he's my best song critic. He's a great dad. He's a great friend and buddy. He's hilariously funny, so he keeps me in stitches. He's low maintenance, which is every wife's dream.
Right, yeah.
So he's a great man.
Good. Well, Babbie,
and he loves the Lord. I got to put that in there.
Absolutely.
He loves the Lord, and he believes in me. And that is the answer to many prayers.
At times the load is heavy. At times the road is long. When circumstances come your way and you think you can't go on, when you're feeling at your weakest, Jesus will be strong. He'll provide the answer when you found all. the stars in place. I know if he can raise up mountains and calm the storm-tossed waves, and if he can conquer death forever to open heaven's gates, then I know for you, I know. Heart is breaking with a pain that's so intense, and all you hold are broken pieces to a life that makes no sense. He wants to lift you up and hold you and mend each torn event. He'll pick up the pieces that you thought had all been spent.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, Babbie Mason, my guest here on this part two of highlighting her music, songwriting, mentoring, and just her as a person. I've really loved what she's brought to the table, and I hope you've enjoyed the selection of songs we've chosen just to kind of highlight her career and her contributions now for so long, and what a great talent she is. So closing out, this is one that comes from a Charles Spurgeon quote. When you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. Babbie Mason. Learn more at Babbie.com, B-A-B-B-I-E.com. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sometimes we don't see how they could. Struggles that break our hearts in two sometimes blind us to the truth. Our Father knows what's best for us. His ways are not our own. So when your pathway grows dim and you just don't see him, remember you're never alone. God is too wise
be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart.
Love you, Babby, and we appreciate the time that you've spent with us, and to hear your story more, and to learn a few things about you, and to see that you got the fire, you got the passion, and the writing and the performing, the songs is still there. We can't wait for the new project, and we've enjoyed kind of going back and hearing some of these classic sounds as well today. So thanks for the time.
Hey, my friend, and thank you so much. It was a blast.
Thank you.
Have
a good day.
Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.